Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She's
that chick, AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Members, members, all 2024. If you ain't on the Patreon, today we talking about J.D. Vance versus Tim Walz at the debate on Tuesday. TikToker arrested for murder, Mr.
Murder?
Prada.
Yeah,
John Amos family beefing on the fume. And all that
Who
stuff.
Who got the body?
Atlanta's top veneer specialist charged with 8 felonies, including practicing dentistry without a license. And we're talking about, that might be all we get to, but we got some other stuff. Might get to Jaguar Wright was with Piers Morgan. Fake crumble cookies in Australia, but we don't know. All right? So we're talking about the debate, Tim Walz v. J.D. Vance, Tuesday evening. You want to start, Angel? You want me to start?
You know what? I had heard, I actually, it's fresh on my mind because I watched it this morning because I did not watch it when it happened because I was like, Angel, you know who you're voting for. It's not really going to change.
No, you need to understand the vice presidential debate is the biggest determiner of the president.
This got to happen because if you won't know who you should be voting for.
If I don't know who's going to support the person, how I going to know what to pick on them?
Yes, because if I don't know what your policies are that you can't even push forward because you're not the president, what am I doing? So I watched it today. And when I tell you, J.D. Vance is a slick,
slicker than a can of oil.
He is the improv master.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
But he also does have a wealth of facts and a wealth of made up things that he's able to integrate better than a person doing feet in braids. You understand? Like, you don't know where the truth ends and the lie begins.
And if you say it like he did, if you say it the same way, with the same exact thing, if you didn't know otherwise, you'd be like, you can't be lying with a straight face. He's like, absolutely. You guys aren't going to fact check? I could say anything.
The rules were no fact checking.
Y'all want to fact check. He was like, I don't like it, and you're going to stop. Also, what I thought was crazy, because they kept asking the question, what will you all do? Will you all separate people who have come here illegally
from
their children who were born here legally? He says, as I said before, we're already separating families with human trafficking.
The fentanyl is separating the mothers.
I was like, so you saying yes? Because you didn't even say. He said, I said, we're already doing that under Kamala Harris. He's just going to do it bigger.
I saw somewhere, I don't know if it's true, that he was on the debate team at Yale.
I saw somebody said that on Twitter.
And nothing made more sense after that.
I'm going to tell you what is interesting. I thought, because all I've seen from him is fumbles interacting with human beings. That doggone donut shop, I don't think I have ever seen a person look more uncomfortable buying a donut than him at that donut shop. How long have you worked here, human being? You create these pastries with holes. I will purchase one and eat.
I will put
eat.
Them
Your
in
kind
my body.
Says eat. I will eat it with joy in my life. What are these small confections on the top? Mm-hmm. Sprinkles. I will enjoy those. Do children like these? Are you with child?
You don't want to be on camera?
Yeah. That black lady was like, nigga, I'm just at work now. What do you want? So because of that, I thought, oh, he's going to fumble his way through the debate.
Whole time. Yeah.
That man did not fumble at all. His flip-flop on the abortion ban, he was
my God.
He was like, I'm totally against that. Was I for it when I ran for senator? Yes, but I'm against it now.
Is it on my website that says I want to end abortion? Yes, but that is not where I currently stand today. It's like, what does that mean?
Same thing with Donald Trump. I did, and I regret saying those things because I was being fed lies from mainstream media. Sir, you're a politician. You're supposed to be in the trenches. Yeah. Why are you listening to media to figure out what's actually happening?
Yeah, and this is the thing. I made a mistake of tweeting some of my thoughts on Twitter.
Oh, no.
Because I'd be forgetting online. They just want you to agree with them. And I'm saying, y'all can say what you want. Feel how you feel. Strictly debate versus debate. J.D. Vance was an outstanding communicator of lies. But listen, if you're not fact-checking, even like if you didn't know nothing, like if you didn't know, and they, I think they fact checked him one time.
Yeah, it was on the Haitian immigrants. They said, you're not going to keep doing this.
They're like, listen, now, I mean, we know what we said, but now, but the lies are so bogus. We got to stop you.
You can't. You can't.
And it's also looks so terrible to be like, well, you guys said you weren't going to fact check. Even if you were lying, you like when Trump would fact check and get lied, he just talk
you,
over
you
them.
You eat him. You got to eat like, him.
Y'all said y'all wasn't going to fact check.
You said.
But that man was a old school politician, I'm going to lie to your face with a smile. Bill Clinton got on that national TV knowing that woman sucked his pee. He put a cigar in her coochie and he smoked it. He got right and looked right down the aisle.
We're not just going to.
Y'all didn't know that's what they said? They said Bill Clinton put a cigar in her coochie, took it out and smoked it. The other side.
Yeah, because he wanted the
You can't put the hot side in there. Yeah, he wanted to taste the coochie. That's what they told me.
Very nasty, Bill. That sounds like freak-off type of stuff. This is why I be like, what are y'all doing?
That's what they said.
That sounds like freak-off stuff. Putting a cigar.
Yeah, no, y'all said. Yeah, people on the Patreon like, no, that what I read. That's what I heard.
That sounds very freaky, Bill. Calm down.
But anyway.
This has got notes of pussy.
Notes of flora. But yeah, that's old news. So, but the fact that he got on that, I think he was in the Oval Office, single cam, and said, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. Daddy Bush got on there and said, read my lips. I am not going to raise taxes. Turn that camera off and said, where's the taxes bar?
Yeah, push and it up.
Them folks
raise it.
Lie. Politicians lie straight up.
Not to get too far ahead, but since you were speaking on tweeting thoughts, Donald Trump's live tweeting when he's like,
on True Social.
This dude's a moron, blah, blah, blah. Pete Rose is dead. He was a great man. All right, back crazy. To the debate. I was like, what are you talking about?
It's crazy, man.
Insane. I do think, first of all, because I was hearing about what happened in the news, I thought that Tim was going to do way worse than what I had seen. He did fumble hard. Like, it's like you doing so good. You running, then you trip over your shoelace. And then that's all we remember because you done skinned up your face and 1,000%. Your elbows and stuff. But while it's clear that somebody has way more experience, and that's J.D. Vance, at talking, at debating, I didn't think Tim did as bad as what I thought he did. Now, Tim does sound like a stuffed teddy bear talking. Yes. He does not. J.D. Vance sounds like a politician. I feel like I am listening to Teddy Roxpin.
I felt like you said, J.D. feels like a polished debater politician in that stage.
Yes.
Tim Walz is like your boy who's in politics that's talking politics with you.
Yes. It's very, very like, and I will say this, their niceties were nauseating. You know what? I agree. You know what? And on that, we agree. Oh. I truly feel as though on this, we can't. I mean, and J.D. Vance did a couple times. He was like, me and Tim Walz agree about it. But Kamala Harris doesn't.
Right.
And that's, she wants to kill babies.
It reminded me of old school debates.
Mm-hmm.
Like when McCain, Bush and Gore, I don't remember personal attacks. Bush and Kerry, I don't remember personal attacks. McCain, Obama, I don't remember personal attacks. I feel like Donald Trump was the one who started mudslinging personal insults, like calling Tim Cruise's wife, I mean, Ted Cruz's wife ugly and stuff. And then it got more cantankerous with Trump.
Come
and
on, also,
We're not just going to slide by that, Kev.
You must say at breakfast, Melissa gave you some too, huh? Look at you, all this energy.
I've been eating terrible this week too. I had a protein shake. I was like, I got to get back. Well, I had a turkey burger yesterday from the stand. Oh my God.
Was it out of this world?
I wanted to thank that turkey for its life. It was so doggone good, y'all. It was so doggone good.
Is it hot in here?
It is hot up in here, Angel.
Is the fan, the tall fan somewhere in this building?
You know they're going to put that Perry on you.
I know they are, but I'm glad to know that everybody else thinks it's hot. But I'm also drinking a hot tea, so that's not. And then the satin, I'm sweating underneath my titties. It's a lot of things happening.
Yeah, Monica Lewinsky testified that she masturbated with cigar. This is a Pew Search. Thing. Y'all got to pay attention to your politics in the 1990s.
We can oscillate it so everybody can get a little bit. Yeah, we're going to oscillate that thing. Oh, yeah, because I'm already sweating at my hips. Yeah. This is the oscillator. You can turn it up, Josh. Don't be afraid. There it go.
Woo. Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid of it. I really thought that... I really thought that we saw one person truly not answer a lot of, even though it seemed like it, like every time people like, now let me address the thing that you actually that you asked Margaret. When it comes to policies dealing with gun violence, we have to do better and we need more security in the schools. And you're like, wait, what's the do better? What is that? He was really good at me and Lil Marcus was listening with me. And I was like, wait, if you actually listen.
If you'd like to continue this video, please subscribe to the Patreon. If you'd like to continue this video, please subscribe to the Patreon.